so good to me.
All right, y'all know you heard this throughout the week. One of these songs featured on This Week in Song. Tell me the name of the group.
Monday morning, couldn't guarantee.
All right, very, very good. The Mamas and the Papas. You're doing good so far. All right, let's keep it going.
Monday.
Remember, this week in song had the theme of family connections. Yes, family connections. Now, remember that, because some of the other questions I'm going to ask you are really going to really take you back to that theme, family connection.
Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me?
All right, so here we go. I want you to give to me. Give me the names of the four singers of this group. Or at least, give me two of the four. Give me at least two of the four singers of the Mamas and the Papas. All right. I am going to let you think about that for a while. Man, I tell you, I always loved that song. If I'm not mistaken, I may have been in Germany when that song came out. I think I was. Either that or we had just recently moved to the United States, moved back to the United States of America. Yes. But whether I was in Germany or in America, doesn't matter. I really like that song. The Mamas and the Papas. All right, now remember, give me at least two of the four vocalists for that group. Okay, I'm going to let you think about it. All right, so in the meantime, back to the microphages. You had that team of researchers from the Abramson Cancer Center who investigated how to stimulate macrophages to attack cancer cells. I'm telling you, this really is about a battle. It really is a battle. So what are macrophages? They're white blood cells that form part of the immune system and whose role is to eat potentially harmful foreign particles, as well as to clear up cellular debris. You don't want all the dead cells just hanging around. So they need to get moved out. Cancer cells, according to the investigators, normally protect themselves against these immune cells, get this, by sending them a signal that translates as, "Don't eat me," through a protein called CD47. They're communicating with each other. And the cancer cell tells the immune cells, "Don't eat me," and that's how they protect themselves. In the current research, the findings of which appear in the journal Nature Immunology, the team found a way of rewiring macrophages so that they would ignore CD47's signal to not eat them, and instead they start attacking those cancer tumors. I told you, It is about strategy, too. It's not just about power. It is also about intelligence. That's where the strategy comes from, being able to outsmart the opponent. And so here we go. These experts are finding ways to outsmart those evil cancer cells. Now, here's the thing. They say that simply blocking the "don't eat me" signals that the cancer tumors transmit doesn't always lead the macrophages to mount their attack. And for that reason, using a mouse model, They tested out a method of activating and then priming the immune cells to strike against the tumors. And it turns out that macrophages need to be primed before they can go to work. And that explains why solid tumors may resist treatment with CD47 inhibitors alone, according to Dr. Gregory Beatty, who's the study's senior author. In their mouse models, the investigators used CPG, which is a type of short, single-stranded, synthetic DNA molecule that functions as an anti-tumor immune response stimulant that activates the macrophages. And following that intervention, the researchers found that the mice with CPG-activated macrophages experienced rapid tumor shrinkage and had longer survival rates. They expected that, besides the initial CPG activation, the macrophages would also require a secondary helper, such as a CD47 inhibitor, in order to allow them to effectively eat up the cancer cells. However, they were surprised to see that even when the cancer cells expressed high levels of CD47, the macrophages that they had activated were able to ignore the strong "don't eat me" signal and go right on to attack those tumors. And so in order to understand why that happened, Dr. Beatty and the team analyzed the metabolism of the macrophages after having been activated. And they noticed that these immune cells' metabolic activity had shifted, and the macrophages were relying on both glutamine, which is an amino acid, and glucose, which is a simple sugar, for their energy requirements. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, the human body is amazing, amazing, amazing. The immune cells that are fighting the cancer cells need energy. Just like our bodies need energy, the cell components, we're made up of cells. These immune cells need energy. And they were relying on an amino acid called glutamine and the simple sugar glucose for their energy requirements. And the researchers believe that it was this shift that let the macrophages deal with cancer cells effectively. Cancer doesn't shrink without the help of macrophages, and macrophages need the right fuel to eat the cancer cells and shrink the tumors, according to Dr. Jason Minging Liu, who is the study's lead author. And he says to do this, a shift in metabolism is needed to steer the energy in the right direction. It's the metabolism that ultimately allows macrophages to override signals telling them not to do their job. So Dr. Beatty and Dr. Liu and the team suggest that researchers now need to do further work around macrophages and their metabolism. And they explain that numerous drugs that medicine currently uses in the treatment of diabetes and cardiovascular disease can affect the metabolic activity of these cells. But it remains unclear up to this point as to how these interactions might affect the results of cancer immunotherapy. So the study goes on. More progress needed. Let me ask you this. I told you that for this weekend's song, the theme is family connection. Who remembers the names of the three groups that made up this family connection?
Every other day,
every other day,
every other day, every other day.
All right, let me answer the first question for you. Denny Doherty, Cass Elliott, John Phillips, and Michelle Phillips. They're the four who make up the group, the Mamas and the Papas. So, how did you do with that? Congratulations. Stay with us. More This Week in Song on the way as we also continue with Power Friday here on 1550 AM The Voice.
It just turned.